Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, founder of Money Ripples, cash flow expert, and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Coming here to you live today. Actually, it's pre-recorded. Let's be honest. I'm pre-recording this when I feel like it, so I don't have to wake up so early. So there you go. But I'm your host here of the Chris Miles Money Show, and I'm here and excited to be able to share a topic with you that I really feel prompted to share with you, and it's really near and dear to my heart. And I think it's such a key to success, because it's one of those things where if somebody asks you a question in about a 24 to 48 hour period, you get multiple people asking the same question, I've learned that it's something you should probably listen to and act upon. And so that's what this key is going to be about. So I'm excited to be able to talk about the power of the whisper here in a second. But just before I do that, I just want to mention too, be sure if you haven't done so, check out other resources we've got. We got other additional resources for you to learn from. Always have great free resources on moneyripples.com. We've got blogs. We have other shows here on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio you can listen to. Plenty of episodes and plenty of ways to learn. I even do from time to time free webinars and things like that to help with different things. In fact, I just finished doing a webinar on ways to save on taxes before the end of the year and webinar on how to save for the holidays. So yeah, great stuff. Don't miss out on it for sure. So I want to talk about the power of the whisper. Now this came up with me specifically when just a few days ago, one of my friends, Denise, she came up to me and said, Chris, I just really admire what you're doing in your business right now. Like it seems so amazing what you're able to be up to. And it seems almost like you're just on top of it. Like you're always on top of it. Like things just, you have perfect timing on how you do everything. And it just seems great. And I really laughed at that. I said, boy, do I wish ever that I was perfect and always on top of it. Cause you know, only sometimes do I feel that way. I've been feeling that way more lately in the last few months and really getting back on top and being a little bit more proactive and forward thinking back into my vision again. But, I told her, I'll have to tell you that's not the case. And I said, you know, honestly, for me, it's not that at all. It's just I'm listening to that small voice, that whisper. And I thought about that. Somebody else also asked me. They said, "Hey, Chris, what are you? It seems like you're accomplishing so much lately. There's great people coming into your life right now. What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, let me be honest. One, that God is my CEO. I'm just a CMO, or his chief mouthpiece officer." I said, that's one of the secrets. And then two, I've just turned up my passion by about 5 or 10%. And that's made a huge difference. You know, when I speak, when I work, even when people don't see me, just turning up that passion dial has been huge. And I really want to focus on one of those points that's been key for me. And that's been that listening to that whisper. And listening, and so people call this different things. I call it the whisper because I'm referring to, sometimes you hear this in Christian scriptures. I also have a friend named Glenn Morshower, who's an actor, a famous Hollywood actor, that he talks about this a lot when he talks. But he talks about the whisper. This can be interpreted in different ways, whether you're a believer in God or anything for that matter. There's different ways that you might describe this. You might describe this as inspiration. I've heard some people describe this as downloads. I've heard Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, refer to this as infinite intelligence. I'm going to refer to this as the Spirit of God, or listening to the Spirit. Whatever it is, this is what the whisper is. However you describe it and whatever source you claim it comes from, it's pretty much the same source. So I want to talk about this because I think it's really key. I mentioned that God is my CEO is what I told this guy. And by the way, I always get a little bit nervous when I talk about that kind of stuff because it's very personal to me. I hold this very dear. I used to be an atheist and almost became a Muslim when I was a teenager. And then I went more of the Christian route later on. And so, you know, I feel very vulnerable when I share these kind of things because, you know, it does mean a lot to me. It's something that's very personal. But I have to tell you, it's a big, big part of my business. And, I mean, people ask, well, okay, what does this have to do with money? Everything has to do with everything with money. It has everything to do with your business. Even if you're not in business, this has everything to do with your life. Listening to this voice, this whisper, is absolutely essential to success. Believe it or not, even when I was a stock coach, I used to describe this more on a mental level with people. I used to tell people when, I'd get done teaching them all the different tricks and tools, or a lot of the tools and tricks they need to know, and that they for trading stocks and options. And then we would get to a point where I'd say, hey, listen, we need to talk about something here. Really listen to your gut feeling. Even if everything looks great, but something doesn't feel right, follow it. Go with it. Because whether you know it or not, yeah, it might be that your subconscious is seeing something that maybe you don't see, or maybe there's just something even deeper than that trying to warn you of something. But if you get a bad feeling, you start feeling doubts, even though everything looks good, don't do it. Vice versa, even if things don't look great and you go for it anyways, I would recommend do it. Now, this is true when I launched Money Ripples. I had a very, very strong impression about a month before I left my previous company to create Money Ripples. In fact, the name even came to me early one morning while I was out for a jog and even went for a little walk. A lot of times when I slow down a little bit and I start walking and relaxing, all of a sudden that's when my best ideas come. And that's when the name Money Ripples came to my mind, was about 6 a.m. one morning out for a run. And that stuck. And the cool thing is, I mean, I tell you, I looked for all kinds of websites. I was looking at websites that were going to cost me $10,000 because they had the words cash flow in them or something like that. But when all of a sudden I said, you know, Money Ripples, and then I look it up, it's, you know, $7-$8 on GoDaddy available to be hosted and everything. I thought, how cool is this? It's actually available. It's there. And it's funny how many times I've had people say, wow, I really like that name. Like, it really conjures an image for me that I really like. And I thought, yeah, isn't that funny? I mean, that was my vision of just seeing the ripple effect go through people's personal lives, their communities, their countries, and beyond. Really just making a worldwide impact, a ripple effect across the worldwide and even across generations of families. And I felt very fortunate to be able to do that. And there's been a lot of things that I felt very fortunate about, and things I felt very, you know, people might even say lucky, you know, in some of the things in my business and the people I've met and even the people I'm meeting right now, and just the bigger game I keep playing all the time, especially when you feel ready for it. It's amazing how that whisper becomes louder. And so this means everything. And by the way, I mentioned not just the name Money Ripples, but you know, my whole entire cash flow process happened while I was listening to that voice, listening to that whisper. And the key thing is, though, I didn't stop there. I ran home. And I think that's the big point with this is I don't want you to be a hearer only, but I want you to be a doer of this word, of this voice that you hear. You can hear it as one thing, but that voice will get quieter and quieter the less you act upon it. The more you act upon it, the louder that voice gets. So if you want that whisper to become a little bit more predominant, a little bit more obvious, you got to be willing to act and act quickly. If you don't act on it, that voice will disappear. And I'm sure you're like me sometimes where you say, I had the best, coolest idea earlier today, and I cannot remember what it was. Because you didn't capture it, you didn't write it down, you didn't commit to it. And there's even things I've written down, but then didn't do it until later. For example, I created a Facebook page for my clients. And it's so funny how I'm getting the kind of community engagement I always wanted them to have with each other. And it's happening now because of a Facebook group, something I felt prompted to do a year ago and just didn't do because of the simplicity of it. It seemed so simple, and oh, I could just do it whenever. Finally, I just delegated it to my assistant. I said, hey, can you create this page for me before I forget? Because I know I'm going to forget if I don't act. We created it. I went and added my clients into it. And now I'm loving it. Now it's become one of my favorite pages on Facebook. And so it's awesome to see when things like that come together. You can't ignore it. You really can't. It costs you so much money to ignore that voice, that whisper. Whether it's an inspiration, a download, whether you call it infinite intelligence or God. Whatever you call it, you must listen and you must be willing to do. So let me give you a story, actually. This is something that came to my mind this earlier today, and that's why I really felt prompted to do this show. And I actually believe that potentially this whisper here might be for you. For those of you who listen to this right now, this might be the very thing you need to hear. So this is a personal experience I had. I was in California last month. I was in Southern California. I was with some friends. We went out to dinner, and as we came back, we were kind of beat from the day because we had spoken. I had actually spoken twice. She did as well. And so I'm walking with her and her husband in the parking lot. She gets into her van. And as she steps into the van, I'm getting ready to go to my car, I hear all of a sudden the sound click, 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 click. And I thought, oh, I know that sound. And maybe you already know it too, just from hearing it, right? And so I said, oh, okay. So I came back. I said, hey, you guys need a jump? You know, you need your battery charged? And they said, no, it's not the battery. Battery's fine. It's the starter. The starter's not working. And I thought, oh, yeah, I've been there before. That's way more serious than a battery. Battery's easy to fix. A starter, especially when you're out at about 8 o'clock at night, is not on a, of all things, that was actually on a, I believe it was on a Saturday night of all time. So it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. You know nobody's open. No shop's open. We're in the middle of a parking lot of a restaurant, and we're stuck there. And so the husband, he pops open the hood, and he's getting under the hood looking at everything and fiddling around with it and trying to see if he can get it working. Say, hey, try it now. Same thing. Click, 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 click. He fiddled with a few more things. Okay, try it now. Click, 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 click. And you could see that it was just, it was getting a little bit more discouraging as the minutes wore on. And my friend, Jen, she calls her husband over and she says, hey, honey, can you come here for a second? And the hood was popped open. So I saw him go around and then he disappeared behind the hood because she was in the driver's seat and he came over to see her. And I know it was kind of quiet for a second. And as they're there, I just had that impression, that whisper told me, they're praying right now. And I remember in the New Testament, in the Bible, it says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I shall be with them, or something to that effect. So I said, all right, you know what? There's two. Why not be a third? So I prayed. I said, all right, you know, I know there's got to be an answer here. There's no reason that I haven't seen miracles, because I've saw some miracles just myself, being able to go there to California in the first place. Just the opportunity to speak there was a miracle in and of itself. And I said, you know what? I know that this prayer is going to get answered, and I know there's got to be an answer here. And so I prayed. I said, hey, you know what? Let's answer their prayers. You know, would you be so willing to do that? And as I got done praying to God, I sat there for a minute, and then all of a sudden the image in my mind it was almost like an image came in my mind of the fan, like a fan that's in our house. You know, if you think of fans, we had fans that a lot of times in the summertime run all night long. I'm a wuss when it comes to heat. I do not like being hot. I'd rather freeze to death than fry. And so I'll have a fan running usually all night long. Drives my wife insane. And so I remember with my kids' fan, like eventually you run it so much that it gets really sticky and you use WD-40 to try to get going. And I'd even like use things like to poke through the back holes to get the fan moving in action. And I kind of had that feeling. A lot of times a little trick I learned with the fan is sometimes you turn on and turn off and turn on or turn on in different speeds and it can actually get it moving a little bit easier. And I had that image come on my mind with their starter, is that it's not turning over. It needs to be helped a little bit. And so I came around and I said, hey, you know what? Try this. Try doing it in this succession. Just turn the key. Just turn it three times. So one, two, three, and then turn it. So it's like one, two. So it's like on, then on and get the gas going or whatever. And so she did. She just said one, two, three. Okay, it was a minivan. It didn't sound like a roadster, but their engine started purring up, and they thought it was miraculous. And I thought, hey, that was pretty miraculous. And I realized pretty quickly that obviously it wasn't me. I am by no means, I'm very low on the man scale. I have very little to none when it comes to mechanical experience. So it's obviously not me. There's nothing there. But that image in my head, I truly believe, came from a whisper, even if it just came as an image. It was still that whisper. It came in because of that. And I bring that up because business and even with marketing and everything else is so much the same way. When I do my marketing in my business, a lot of times it's not very calculated. It drives coaches nuts when they want to coach me. But I'm like, you know, honestly, I do plan out a few things, and that's true. But other times I feel prompted to do something, and then I go in and I do it, and it works. Sometimes I do things, I try to force it, and it doesn't work, you know, because I'm not really listening. I'm just trying to force it and trying to make things happen. Sometimes it's better to do the right things, to be productive, rather than just trying to be busy. And so I've seen that power work over and over. Some of you even saw a blog post I did here recently back in October, where I did a blog post on Y2K15. Now, it's funny because, after I wrote that, this is right before the market started tanking for that 1 week. And then in the next week or two, it came back up and then started hitting record highs again. And And you know, it's kind of funny because people were talking about it a lot more. They're not talking about it as much. I'm still thinking and talking about it all the time, because the more that the stock market goes up, the more I say, okay, we're going to see Y2K 15 happen again, more so than ever. In fact, it gets me a little bit giddy, not from a place of wanting people to get in trouble or lose money, but just because of what I really felt impressed to do. That was more of an impression that I felt as I was discussing and talking with a guy in my company. You know, as we're talking about that, that came to my mind. Again, another impression where I saw the stock chart and I said, oh my goodness, the market's been up for almost 6 years in a row. It's bound to go down. And even as I record this, I have no clue exactly how it will do that. I don't know when. I don't know any of those things. But I do have that faith to know that that article was, I wrote that article and did a podcast on it for that very reason. So, you know, come what may, we'll see. You know, and even after this podcast, we may not even know any of that, of what unfolds until after this. And I'm okay with that, because as I've listened to that whisper, as I've listened to that voice, and then acted upon it, amazing things have happened that's allowed me to bless a lot of people's lives. And there's ways that I know I'm blessing people's lives that I don't even recognize or realize. And I'm grateful for that too. And I know there's many ways that you are doing that the same. I'm sure there's people's lives that you are blessing, people's lives that you are helping, and answering prayers in many cases for people that you don't even know about. And it helps, especially when you show up, you're willing to listen to that whisper, and you're willing to act. And what you'll notice is that this is not just a success principle when it comes to your business, but this is something successful for your life. And you start to do this, you'll start to realize you're happier, you're more powerful, especially when you're looking to bless people's lives. You're looking to lead and to guide and to influence and to heal and to help and serve. All these things can show up more powerfully when you listen to this whisper. And this is when you stop going from being very busy and trying to run around, trying to figure out how to make things happen, to all of a sudden now being productive. And I'll tell you, one of the best productivity tips is just listening to this whisper and then acting upon it. So anyways, that's what I have to leave for you guys today. I'm not going to make this long. I think it's just short and sweet, and I hope that it makes a huge impact in your lives. And I really, truly challenge you to start really listening. Start connecting. Get yourself in alignment so that you can hear it better and better every day. You do that, and it's going to be really hard. I myself nor anyone else can be able to stop you from being successful, both in life and in business, if you do this very thing. So be sure to listen to that whisper and then act upon it. Talk to you later. Have a prosperous week.